I will fight. I will fight for you. I always do until my heart is black and blue. I will stay. I will stay with you. We'll make it to the other side like lovers do. I'll reach my hands out in the dark and wait for yours too, until I can wait for you. I'll wait for you.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the William Matthews Show. I am your host, Prince William, and I appreciate you joining me this week and every single weekend you choose to listen to me. I appreciate every moment of your time. It seems to me that being a politician nowadays means being a hypocrite. To say one thing and then do another. And I don't think I'm wrong in believing that probably the super minority of our politicians say one thing and 100% mean it. And at this moment, I'm speaking about the mayor of San Francisco, Mayor London Breed, who was caught last weekend not wearing a mask, even though she has demanded everyone else wear a mask if you are not eating and drinking and at all indoor gatherings. And so she was caught last weekend not following her own rule, and by far there's been little to zero discussion about it. There was headlines on some media sites by some news stations for a day or two, and then it just completely went away. And yet, day to day, all we hear about and all we read about are just the dangerous people who are not wearing masks, the dangerous Republicans, the dangerous Trumpers who are not wearing masks on a day-to-day basis, therefore trying to tarnish the right, the Republicans. And I've said before that it's not that they're hypocrites. It's not like Mayor London Breed is only a hypocrite, because we all know she is. We all know that most politicians are a hypocrite in some way. But that's not what really gets me. What really gets me is that they don't believe what they say. See, we've sold our freedoms to be safe. We've commissioned the government to take over our safety, and we've sold our rights for that to happen. And the government said, okay, you need to mask up, because that's the only way you can stop from dying. Masking up and vaccinating up. But one of the strictest states is, of course, California. And then the strictest cities and counties are, of course, LA and San Francisco and San Diego and Sacramento and the like. So a number of these mayors have issued these mandates and issued vaccine mandates and passports, vaccination passports, and taken your way of life in a way, your standard way of life, being able to walk into a grocery store or a building or go to a bar or a restaurant without any special interference, such as masks and vaccine mandates. And so a lot of these mayors have issued these, yet they don't follow them themselves, which I'm not surprised they don't do that, because we know they don't work. The science says the vaccine works, but overwhelmingly science says that masks don't work. But I'm not surprised they don't follow it because it's irrational. It doesn't make sense. But the problem is they lie to you about it. They force you to live their rule but they don't do it themselves. So last week, the mayor of San Francisco, she was caught red-handed, not wearing a mask, indoors while she was dancing, while she was with other people. And when asked about it, here's what the mayor of San Francisco replied. She said, and this is from the National Review, the mayor of San Francisco says that she shouldn't be criticized for breaking her own COVID rules because, and I quote, "I was feeling the spirit and I wasn't thinking about a mask." What does that even mean? See, that first part is completely irrelevant. That second part, that explains the whole thing. I was feeling the spirit, whatever. I mean, that's just, I guess that's another word for saying I was having a good time. But the second part of what she said, that's the lie. That's what frustrates me. And it's this: I wasn't thinking about a mask. Now, tell me why you're not thinking about a mask if it's going to save the world from dying. Between that and vaccines, if that is the only solution to getting through the pandemic, why are you not thinking about a mask? And you know why she wasn't thinking about a mask? Because she knows they don't work. And so she says, well, you shouldn't have to criticize me. I was just having some fun. Yet, at the same time, her policy says that, well, you should be punished, you should be fined. In some cases, you should be arrested if you don't comply. And she doesn't even believe that herself because she doesn't know, she knows it's not true. She goes later on to say that we don't need the fun police to come in and micromanage and tell us what we should or shouldn't be doing. Now, why didn't she lead with that? Why doesn't she let that govern her policies? See, what she's saying is a complete lie because she doesn't believe what she just said. She doesn't believe that we shouldn't be micromanaged. That's not who the Democrat Party is. She said, the city's health and order states attendees at live and indoor performances must remain masked except when actively eating or drinking. Breed maintained that she was drinking at the time, which is another lie. She was not. She was dancing. She said, my drink was sitting at the table. I got up and started dancing because I was feeling the spirit and I wasn't thinking about a mask. So what about all the people that are trying to drink and eat the whole time on their flights and getting in trouble? Is that not the same thing? Yes, she gets away with it. She doesn't get kicked out of the restaurant. And so what's frustrating is not that they're hypocrites. It's that they know that masks don't work, and yet they force you to believe it. The editor for this piece at the National Review said, while she agrees that in a free country, we don't, in fact, need the fun police to come in and micromanage and tell us what we should or shouldn't be doing, it's just that, well, London Breed is the fun police herself. The rule in San Francisco is that unless you are actively eating or drinking, you need to wear a mask. And per her own testimony, Mayor Breed wasn't actively eating or drinking. She was dancing while her drink was sitting on the table. Is the rule that Breed broke stupid? Yes. Is it, especially given that San Francisco has a system of vaccine passports that applies to the very club she was attending? But it's the rule nevertheless, and as mayor, she has to follow it too. Under the current rules, my three-year-old has to wear a mask when traveling on airplanes. Like many children, he too likes to dance when he feels the spirit. And like many children, he, too, is less than fond of the fun police. But do you know who cares about any of that? Nobody. The editor says, as I write, millions of American kids are on their way to school with masks strapped over their faces. A fact in which Mayor Breed's political party not only approves, but is willing to sue in order to universalize it. If, as Mayor Breed implies, these rules represent unnecessary and intrusive micromanagement that can't possibly survive contact with reality, then maybe we should do the obvious thing and get rid of the rules. Tell me why that is not irrational thinking. If the very leaders of, if the very fun police, is like she liked to say, are the ones keeping you from doing the things that they themselves are doing, why not just get rid of them? Why can't we use them as the example of why the rule doesn't work? But as the article says, nobody cares when it comes to you. They can break their own rules and they get away with it because they're the police themselves. But when it comes to you, you have to bow the knee. So you can add Mayor London Breed to the list of our leaders that have hypocritically broke their own rules because they know that they're not real. Joe Biden issued a mandate that everyone should be masked on federal property, and that very day, he broke that rule. Governor Newsom, he went out to a birthday party without masks, in close quarters, indoors, at a very expensive restaurant, while restaurants are not allowed to be open at that time, and he got away with it. Nancy Pelosi went to a hair parlor in the middle of the lockdown when hair parlors were not allowed to function, and she did not have a mask. And every single one of these, when they were confronted, gave an excuse of either that they were framed, like Nancy Pelosi said, or that they were social distancing, like Governor Newsom said, or that they were just completely having fun and it slipped their mind. Like the latest excuse from the mayor of San Francisco, Mayor London Breed. Can you honestly think of one person that has a life-threatening ailment or disease or condition that requires a change of life and they don't follow it? I don't know of a single person, and I know several people that have life-threatening diseases, and they follow their diet or their doctor's recommendations to a T. And we have a pandemic going on right now, and Biden's scientists and the CDC all say that, well, the vaccine and the masks, those are the only things that can save you. You cannot save yourself. There's no therapeutics that can save you. It's the masks and the vaccine. And can you imagine a leader of a few million people forgetting half of what it takes to survive? All you have to do is remember two things: vax up and mask up. And a leader of millions of people forgot one of them. Because she was in the spirit, she said. And see, if it was really true that those two things, vaccine and masking, were the only things that could save you, if that is truly true, truly scientific, then she should be removed. She should be punished. She should be fined. But see, that's never going to happen. Why? Because they know one of those things doesn't work. They know it's a lie. They can get away with it because they know it's a lie. And see, no one thinks of this. Because if the left asked the questions I just asked, if they had the cognitive imagination to imagine that there possibly are hypocrites that they don't know, that they actually do know that they don't work, if they asked those questions, they would cease to be the left, because the left are complete and utter fools, and they never ask questions. And so what that means is that, well, we'll continue on. A mayor like this gets away with it. Nancy Pelosi got away with it. Joe Biden got away with it. Governor Newsom got reelected overwhelmingly, and he got away with it. All the Democrats get away with it because the left, the media, they make sure they do. Just another example of why they're not the party of science. Because if they were, they would be trying to save your life. They would kick out a mayor like this for endangering dozens of people at that dance floor and millions of others by setting the wrong example. They're not the party of science. They're the party of their science.
Listen to Prince William every Sunday at 4 p.m. on WVNN.
This is Prince William. I am here locally in North Alabama in the Huntsville-Madison region, bringing you commentation on any topics of relevance having to do with politics. I enjoy it. If you enjoy it as well, you can listen to WVNN. We are one of the biggest sources of news and politics in North Alabama, so listen in anytime during the weekdays, where you can get a vast variety of talk show hosts and different styles, and then on the weekends you can listen to me as well here every Sunday at 4 p.m. You know, just a few minutes ago here during the break, I was researching times Democrats broke their own rules regarding masks, mask policies that they set in their own states and cities and counties and the like, in the schools, all of them. And if you Google that using standard means such as Google, like I said, you can't find anything. So the article I just talked about last segment, you can't find it unless you literally Google her name. But if you Google something generic, like if you're just a person wanting to be informed, maybe on the Democrat Party, and you typed times the Democrats didn't wear masks or times the Democrats broke their own mask rule, Google comes up with absolutely nothing. And staying in Google, if you switched just the term Democrat to Republican, so where it says times Republicans did not wear a mask or did not follow mask mandates, it's article after article with hundreds and hundreds of results. And that's from Google. But if you go to DuckDuckGo and do the exact same test, so I Googled times Democrats didn't follow their own mask mandates, or something like times Democrats broke the mask mandate, well, completely different results. The first thing that pops up, 14 prominent Democrats stand accused of hypocrisy for not wearing masks. The next one down, Democrats decide not to even try to follow their own mask mandates. 10 hypocrite Dems who prattle all about masks and lockdowns. Democrats keep getting caught breaking their own mask rules. These 8 blue state governors and mayors broke their own mask rules. It's just example after example. And that's the difference between Google and DuckDuckGo. So if you listening are using Google and you want to actually be informed, well, you're not going to find anything than what they want you to find. And Google is 100% on the side of the left, 100% Democrat. So if you're trying to be informed, do not use Google. That's all I can say. And try it for yourselves. When you get home, try looking up something on Google and then looking up the same thing on DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo is just a browser you can download to your phone. They also have their own web browser if you just type that in on your browser. And you'll get completely neutral results. And they're not hiding Republicans either. So I was just giving you an example of Democrats. If you look it up for Republicans, you'll get the same results, just like Google gave you. But Google hid the Democrat side from you. So, just a little advice for you there. It makes it really hard for someone like me to try to do political research and use Google at the same time, which is why I'm advocating for DuckDuckGo. So you can go download that anywhere in the App Store. And by the way, while I'm talking about this, I am in no way affiliated with DuckDuckGo. I have nothing associated with them. No money in them. They have nothing in WVNN. So this is just strictly personal taste. When we come back on the other side of the break, I'm going to get into our fiscal irresponsibility and the way the Democrats and the government, which are on the same side, by the way, how they are purchasing allegiance, how they are ensuring that they will become very powerful and be able to maintain that power for the foreseeable future. Stay tuned.
You've been listening to The William Matthews Show.